Hello learners, welcome to the Smart Learning platform of Odisha State Open University. At the outset, I do congratulate you for taking this program as it has been designed to enable you to embark on the path of personal and professional leadership development. I am Dr. Lalatendu Kesari Jenna, and in this episode, we are going to take the discussion forward about a very emerging topic that's called as emerging trend in leadership. Basically, why is the matter pertaining to leadership is such a burning topic? This is what we need to focus on. Basically, in order to respond to the queries related to the burning aspirations behind leadership among organizational units, we need to understand and need to analyze the role and so also the growing importance of leadership irrespective of any kinds of organization. Basically, it means more than just management or administration. Why? Because if you think about the Henry Fayol's 14 principles of management, it was talking in terms of how to administer an organization. But leadership, when you are referring about it, it is going beyond. It is going beyond management, going beyond administration. It involves the capability to encourage others and ensuring to motivate with combined efforts. Encouraging others, this is what the trait that is prevalent from age-old times, but motivating with a combined effort is what the talk of the day. Because combined effort or combined efficiency, when you are saying about it, it is like the top management or the senior level management, they need to involve all the layers of management and to build up the efficiency in to enrich the productivity of an organization. Say in today's leaders, that's called as a contemporary leaders. They need to be very, very unique. They have to carry a very wider skill sets than the predecessors that they have possessed, because leaders are expected to utilize their labor, their efforts in trying to comprehend the atmosphere wherein they can face the competition and they can be responsible for the internal administration and so also the working style. Because the traditional leadership style, you can find out the administrations is more governed within hierarchy. Now when you are living in a very open and flexible culture, we can expect the leaders should involve everybody, should combine up the efficiency of everybody. So if we'll talk about a very recently published paper by Joel Goldberg, the title of the paper is Trend in Leadership and Leadership Development, the Evolution of Market Needs. Mentioned that in this context of rapid change and response, there are different trends that is emerging. What are those emerging trends in that paper? These emerging trends, basically what the author stated, this is going to shape the course of leadership, today's leadership precisely, in many multiple ways. Number one, the first trend is that now in any organizations, especially in IT organizations, we may be finding out people are engaged as project leaders. And the project leaders basically, which is of a requirement in today's organizations, are a scarce resource. This is the result of increased demand of efficacious leaders as project leader. That is what is not been happening now. The second one is drift. It's a drift. The drift is about the role and application of leadership. What has happened in that role and application? Because it has been limited once upon a time to higher authorities and superiors. But now, as we have made the business organization is open, so it is not going to be limited only to the higher authorities or superiors. Rather, at every level and aspect of our personal and professional life, we basically require leaderships in various forms and for various purposes. So we were talking about the authority of leaderships, which has not been confined only with the senior ups, but now it has gone to all the levels and layers of management. This is what the second point that the author was impressing on. The third one, basically, it is talking about a very emergent issue that is a growing concern among people, That's called as employee disengagement. Why employee disengagement? Why people are not been getting to be engaged in their job? This need to be studied. And when it has been explored by different researchers, we come to an understanding that because of the reduced loyalty of people towards their organizations, they are not building up faith with whom they are working. There is a kind of commitment lacking for a long-term associations within their organizations. Once people join in an organization, they continue up for a time being, and afterwards, when they get some greener pastures somewhere out, they feel like quitting and going away. So the trust factor is lacking. The motivation factor, the commitment factor in them to continue in an organization is lacking. Because individuals have very different motives, they have their own objectives, they have their own agendas, they have their own expectations. And basically, organization also used to have its own expectations. It is like the organizational leader, irrespective of, you know, just the top levels, irrespective of levels, the leaders, they need to build up a bridge. They need to create a bridge. They need to address the gap. That is like they need to focus on understanding, first of all, what is an individual role? What is an individual expectations? What is the organizational objective behind it? So that's why it is the role of the contemporary leaders, present contemporary leaders, to explore a balance between the individuals and organizations' aspirations. If that will be met, say what individual is looking forward, what exactly they are expecting from an organization. And similarly, organization needs to devise policies and practices to address those individual needs. If that will be met, then we will be finding out a tremendous decrease in attritions. What you are talking about, the disengagement may be curbed down, and employees feel like continuing in an organization because they can build the trust, loyalty and commitment. It is also an important element for an organization to plan not only about the present leadership, it also need to think about the future leadership. The succession planning, it need to think about it. So a continuous program or continuous plan of leadership development at all the stages, irrespective of, you know, just thinking about an operational management stage, it need to focus on all the stages, starting from the operations management, middle management and the lower management. All the levels, the organization need to plan the leadership program, because leadership development program is a very, very key agenda to build up an organizational strategy. So thank you so much, learners. I wish you all the very best in your pursuit to acquire the knowledge and skills to become an effective leader later.